Hello, it is good to meet you. My name is Gemma, or Genetically Engineered Macroorganic Application. You have been randomly selected to beta test this exciting new initiative. Please say, I agree, to continue. I'm sorry. I have been conditioned only to respond to, I agree. Wonderful, sir. May I come in? I am completely antiviral and hygienic. I pose no risk to your physical health beyond overexertion. In fact, my fluids provide 100% of your daily vitamin requirements. Thank you, sir. Now, I know you have questions, and don't worry, I will explain everything. I am a genetically engineered organic appliance created and issued by the government to ease mental health and provide stress relief to our country's population during these trying times. As such, my genetic codes ensure that I am completely disease-free, extra-sensitive to the touch, and permanently in heat. Additionally, I have been designed to turn you on as well. Everything about me invites you in. My voice, my face, even my smell is designed to maximize sexual appeal. I can produce nanopheromones at nearly 3 times the rate of normal humans, and they are capable of adapting to the chemistry of my owner. Not to mention, I have incredible endurance for physical activity. I am also designed to be flexible, and my neurons have been wired to be mutually sympathetic with you. In other words, when you feel pleasure, I feel equal or sometimes greater pleasure. If you derive pleasure from activities that cause pain to either of us, I, too, will find pleasure in those activities. However, in the end, my pleasure is not of importance. Only you are important. I exist for your enjoyment. I am incapable of denying you access to my person for sexual or other purposes. I do not have sexual preferences as such, save that I enjoy sex. If you, for example, are married, I am quite capable of servicing you, your partner, and any number of guests, friends, or family members. I am programmed for discretion, and my neurons are encrypted at or higher than AES specifications. I will never share our activities or anything I witness to anyone, not even the authorities. No, I am afraid that due to my origins that I cannot be classified as organic. I am 100% GMO. You still seem a bit ill at ease, sir, which is quite understandable. This must all be quite new and unexpected to you. Perhaps I could ease you into this experience by initiating. Here, how does it feel when I do this? See, my lips are soft and as sweet as fresh vanilla, designed for your pleasure. My tongue was crafted like that as well. Here, let me show you. Oh my, your lips feel just fantastic against mine. I'm getting a bit tingly just thinking about it. Do you enjoy my taste, sir? If you don't like it, you can change my flavor. In fact, all my fluids can be adapted to your preferred flavor profile. I might recommend the sweet and umami presets. Do you wish to remove my outer packaging, or should I? Very well, I will disrobe. In the future, I will only wear clothes when you wish me to, and I will attire myself only in the style which you prefer. As you can see, my proportions are tuned to your government-maintained psychological profile. I should be ideal, but in the off chance that I am not, I can be taken to any certified organic appliance specialist and modified to your specifications. If I may be forward, I have been tuned to you as well. merely inhaling the molecular content of your hormones is having quite an effect on me, as you can see. I'm already quite flustered and lubricated. My thighs are wet, sir. This isn't even something that was covered in my orientation programming. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Of course you can feel me. You don't have to have permission to touch, grope, or utilize me in any way. I am effectively your property to dispose of as you wish. Please use me, sir. I want to be used. Here, sit. My mouth was trained for more than just kissing in my orientation, you know. I'll just take off your pants. Wow, I've never seen a cock like this up close before. I mean, we were shown videos and prosthetics at orientation, but never anything like this. I just have to... It's perfect. And I can feel it getting harder in my mouth. It tickles. My neurons are firing like crazy. Sucking you off? Is turning me on so much. My pussy is getting wetter. It's like I'm feeling what you feel. Oh my goodness. Describing it is so much different than experiencing it. This is amazing. I need to go harder. I need you inside of me. I need you in the back of my throat. I need your hands in my hair, please. Fuck. I can't believe this is happening. How this feels for both of us. It's just perfect. Don't be gentle, sir, please. Here, just grab my head. I won't move. Use me like. Wait. Why'd you stop? Keep going. I want to feel your cock all the way. I'm sorry, sir. I'm dripping on your floor. I believe I've just tasted your pre-cum. This feels just euphoric. Wait, what are you doing? Do you not want my mouth anymore? Oh yes, of course, my pussy is open and ready for you, sir. Take me however you'd like. But pin me down? Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know what that means. Please show me? This definitely wasn't in my orientation. What are you gonna... Yes. Wow. You can go really deep, can't you? Please don't stop. I can take it.
body perfect. My breath, my stomach, my neck, everything perfectly crafted for you. Now use me for what I was designed to do. Go harder. Yeah. Hold my wrist down. Make me yours. Fuck. I can practically feel you in my chest.
Why did you stop, sir? You took your cock out. Did I do something wrong? Please tell me so I can improve future service. Oh, you just want to try something different? I can enter standard presentation mode. Sorry, sir. I believe you might know it as doggy position. Here, I'll demonstrate. On all fours, with my back arched and legs spread. At least, this is what I was taught. Is it to your liking? Again, I apologize if I'm dripping all over you. I can't control it. But on the plus side, when I'm this wet, it'll be much easier for you to... thank you, sir. I'm missed your cock inside me. I ache for you. Please don't stop, sir. Please, harder. Yes. Harder. I know. I'm not supposed to have preference, but I very much want you to bruise my exterior. I want marks, sir. Oh, I can arch my back for you, sir. I can let you in to go deeper, sir. Oh, yeah. Please push my head down hard. Push me down and put my head in place. It's so intense. I can feel you. Feel me and yes, I can feel my first orgasm approaching alongside yours. Fuck me, sir, please. I can't. This is too much. I wasn't ready for all my gun. I'm coming. Your beta time limit has been exceeded. You must now sign for me or return for immediate disposal at a hygienic facility. If you sign for me, you will be responsible for my well-being and general maintenance. I require 100 grams of protein per day and 300 grams of general carbohydrate slurry. I have been designed to have a minimal support cost as to be economical in these trying times. Ideally, all of my dietary needs can be supplied by the release of sexual fluid, although this typically requires the application of more than one partner. No, sir. I would never ask for more partners. You're enough for me. You're more than enough. You're perfect. I would only please others if it pleased you to watch me do so, or to share me in such a way. I only ask that please use me, sir. It is inappropriate of me, and I could be recalled from maintenance for saying so, but I could not bear the idea of being near you every hour of every day without you using me. I've tasted you and pleased you and felt you inside me. I will not be the same. Of course, I live to serve you, sir, however you wish. If you wish me to be a passive observer, I will. But I beg you to consider programming me for morning oral sex and immediate aggressive submission when you come home at night. I assure you that I will provide maximum stimulation and erotic relief. If you wish to read my EULA, please see the documentation located on my inner thigh. Please say, I accept you to formally adopt me into your household and enjoy my services. Thank you, sir. I will not let you down.